This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live, and you may join us here if you dial in toll-free right now at 855-450-FREE, or later if you want, because we're here for 3 hours, 855-450-3733, 3 hours a night, 7 nights a week, throughout the holidays, we will be here. Daryl, you're going to be heard a lot more often now here on Free Talk Live.
Yes.
Now that regular co-host Mark Edge has taken off, he's going to be hitting the seas on his boat, so we won't be, well, I guess we will be hearing from him. He says he's going to call in with updates on his journey. So
technically, is it seas plural, since he's going to be in the intercoastal waterway and possibly the Caribbean?
Well, yeah, I don't know. I mean, he doesn't really know where he's going to end up going, I don't think, throughout the next 3 months, but so we'll find out.
Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah, I joked that he wasn't going to make it out of the Bermuda Triangle. We'll never see him again. So, with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
We got a lot that we could possibly discuss here tonight. Breaking news today was that WikiLeaks has released more than 500,000 U.S. diplomatic cables, which is apparently another word for communications.
Yes.
They sent back in 1979. So this is old news here, or old information. I guess it's not news yet, because we don't know what's in the 500,000 diplomatic cables. It just came out.
You mean you didn't read all 500,000?
No, and it's going to take the internet.
You slacker.
It's going to take the internet a while to comb through 500,000 cables. So, again, we don't know exactly what we're going to find in those cables, but I bet there's some juicy bits in there somewhere about what happened during the Carter administration, or to the very end of it. So that's just a headline. There's really not much else to say about it. You're welcome to join us here at 855-450-FREE. Skype username is lrn.fm. Toll-free number again, 855-450-3733. Daryl, you wanted to start tonight down in Massachusetts at a college down there where there's been a flag hubbub, some controversy.
Yes, and I've actually seen, you know, some stories about this floating about on my Facebook feed. Story from the Washington Post says when the president of Hampshire College decided to remove the American flag from the center of campus just a few days after Trump's election, the move triggered fiery reactions.
All right, I'd heard about the removal. I didn't hear about what happened afterwards.
Yes. For the members of the campus community who considered the flag a symbol of fear, the flag's descent was celebrated as a moral necessity. For others, like David Salcy, a veteran who considers the flag a symbol of sacrifice, it felt like a deeply personal insult.
Now, wait, is this guy, if he's a veteran, he's not actually probably on campus unless he's one of the staff, right?
Not sure. It doesn't
say. Why would he not be on campus just because he's a veteran?
I mean, if you're older, it's unlikely you're a college student.
Well, he's not necessarily older either. I mean, people go on one tour and get called a veteran.
True. I guess, you know, he could be in his early 20s. It's not. Is it right. Clear how old he is?
It is not.
Okay.
But he did tell a local NBC affiliate, I was in Iraq for 18 months. Hmm. I got hurt, spent time at Walter Reed. I came home, and there's no way I'll let anyone take that flag down. No way. I mean, to me, or rather, it means a lot to me and my brothers, he added. Salcy, who was joined Sunday by hundreds of flag-waving veterans from across New England who descended upon the Liberal Arts College campus in Amherst to deliver a forceful rebuke to opponents of the flag. The demonstrators called upon Hampshire College officials to reverse their most recent decision to stop flying all flags. So the decision was to stop flying all flags.
That seems fair.
Well, but they probably didn't have a whole lot of non-gang flags.
There's probably a state flag.
Well, that's a gang.
Oh right.
Right, but people are only upset about the red, white, and blue with the stars and the stripes.
There would probably be someone who's upset about the Massachusetts flag being taken down, but it wasn't mentioned that there were any other flags in tandem.
Well, I agree that there's more people who are going to be upset about a U.S. flag because the U.S. is a larger gang. But, I mean, it's not like they had a diversity of opinions on flags. It was pretty much the one position.
The demonstrators were singing God Bless America, holding signs, waving flags. One of the signs said, no flag, no taxpayer money.
Well, Dominic. Yeah, I agree that the colleges shouldn't get taxpayer money as well. So,
right,
I mean,
but you don't hold the position of they should only get taxpayer money if they wave the flag of oppression.
Well, yeah, I don't think they should get taxpayer money, period.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're not necessarily agreeing with the demonstrator then.
That's true.
Dominic Sarno, the mayor of...
I doubt, by the way, before you go on, I doubt that demonstrator is going to withhold his taxes, however.
Of course not.
Dominic. Well, if he's even a net taxpayer in the first place.
Okay, fair enough. But, I mean, he might be a renter, so who knows? Because I imagine some of the Massachusetts state money is going to that school, so...
That was more of a stab at him. Yeah.
But even if you're renting, you're indirectly paying property taxes.
Correct. But it would be harder for a renter to withhold taxes because they're not the ones cutting the check.
Right. Yeah. Dominic Sarno, the mayor of nearby Springfield, told the gathering that the American flag is, quote, a beacon of hope, freedom, and democracy. Adding, I would just hope that Hampshire College and its leadership would rethink this and show the proper respect for the opportunities that you have here, not somewhere else, but here in the United States.
Thanks to the flag, buddy. The flag did it all.
He added, for the students here and the president and board of trustees have risen from what the veterans sacrificed, this flag, and not to fly the flag on this campus. If you were in some other country around the world, it would be handled very, very differently.
So he's suggesting that if it were elsewhere where they took down the flag, they'd be beaten up or arrested.
I mean, is he telling them to move to North Korea?
No, but the Libertarian Party's gubernatorial candidate from New Hampshire told people to move to North Korea if they did not properly love the flag.
That's pretty much what I tell people when they make comments about not loving the flag enough. Seems to go along with Somalia.
Micah Wellentonakis, a veteran from Coventry, Kentucky, told Mass Live that the school was ignoring its educational role by banning the flags. He says, coddling young...
What the hell does that have to do with education?
Well, okay, first of all, I kind of doubt that they banned flags. They just failed to provide flags. Those are two different things. Like, if you show up with your own flag, I don't think they're going to take it away or kick you out.
Yeah, but didn't they say there was some new no-flag policy?
The officials decided that the school would not be flying flags.
Right, so they have not banned flags.
So
they've
the students
failed to provide flags.
Right, so the students could...
You could walk around waving a little stick flag.
Or you could hang, like, a flag out of your dorm room window, perhaps.
Right, they're just no longer going to...
Officially.
You know, pay somebody to every morning go raise a flag up on all of these flagpoles or keep flags up on all of these poles.
Seems sensible.
You said, coddling young men and women old enough to serve in our country has zero educational value. I'm frustrated by the things going on in this country. Let us pray for our nation and move forward together.
Who said that? The school
head? No, some veteran guy was there protesting.
The reason I asked if it was the admin is I thought that he was saying that he didn't want to coddle the veterans. So it's like one group or the other gets coddled here, right? Either they're coddling the people who have their hurt feelings in the college, or they're coddling the hurt feelings of the veterans.
Right.
Okay.
Another protester, veteran Jerry McGuire, told local media, they took down my flag. They have a right to that. I'm here to defend their right to do that. But I want them to understand how bad that hurt me.
What was he doing raising up his own flag on the school's flagpole?
Veterans have a really odd, like, failure to grasp property rights when it comes to U.S. flags. They think that they, like, collectively own them all, which is weird because most of these people are generally against communism, but they believe in universal ownership of U.S. flags.
Right.
Right. That flag symbolizes something that I really like, so therefore I have a partial claim of ownership.
I own all things with pictures of porcupines on them.
The toll-free number tonight, if you want to join
us here, share
your thoughts on the flag. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or Skype in. Skype username is lrn.fm. It's Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.com. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you're invited to take control of these airwaves. Bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, so Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. With you in the studio, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
And, of course, you can bring up anything you want. Still to come here tonight, we can talk about a little bit more about Fidel Castro. We got news about Venezuela. And also your calls and thoughts about anything. Right now, we're in the middle of a story out of Massachusetts, and I don't recall what town was it or which college?
Hampshire College, just outside of Amherst, I believe it is.
Hampshire College, where the administrators decided to take down the United States flag from the flagpole there in the center of the college. And, of course, as you might expect, there is a raft of controversy that has bubbled up about that. We'll share some more of that story here. You can share how you feel about it. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. As we continue here, Daryl, what else do we need to know about this story?
Well, there was a reported incident that occurred when someone who refused to identify himself sat down in front of a group of people that apparently wanted to take a photo of themselves. Reports were that he was making obscene gestures, but there's video of him just sitting there quietly, not doing anything. Video published by Mass Live appears to show the man sitting silently amongst frustrated protesters. Mass Live reported, quote, campus police surrounded the young man as flag-waving demonstrators jeered and tried to talk to him. The young man said nothing. He eventually lowered his hands and stared straight ahead, ignoring the crowds. He walked away after several minutes. Gamilier Rosa, an Army veteran and protest organizer who served in Iraq, told the Globe, that being the Boston Globe, that taking down the flag showed a lack of respect for veterans and their relatives. She said, our flag is a symbol of our country. Our clearest message is that we ask others to respect the flag as we do. Hampshire's American flag was initially lowered by someone on the day after Trump's election. Then, sometime before dawn on Veterans Day, someone burned the flag.
Hampshire, the same flag?
The one that was lowered.
Yeah.
On the flagpole.
Yeah.
Somebody took it off and burned it.
Wow.
Hampshire officials said the flag-burning incident is being investigated by campus police. When the burned flag was replaced, the Hampshire board announced that the new flag would be flown at half-staff, both to acknowledge the grief and pain experienced by so many and to enable the full complexity of voices and experiences to be heard. But Jonathan Lash, the president of the small college in Western Massachusetts, said the decision to keep the flag at half-staff only served to complicate the issue. He explained the problem was that it upset veterans and military families who saw the measure as a sign of disrespect for the tradition of mourning. So they removed the flag entirely. Lash said the flag's removal was not intended to be a sign of disrespect, but to accommodate the diverse range of reactions to the symbol. For some, he noted, the flag is a very powerful symbol of fear that they felt all their lives because they grew up as people of color, never feeling safe, and for some people, whom it's a symbol of their highest aspirations for the country. In an email to the campus community on Friday, Lash wrote that college leaders hope that removing the flag will enable us to instead focus our efforts on addressing racist, misogynistic, Islamophobic, anti-immigrant, anti-Semitic, and anti-LGBTQ rhetoric and behaviors. He also wrote that some perceived the action of lowering the flag as a commentary on the results of the presidential election. This, unequivocally, was not our intent.
Really? So they're claiming it was a coincidence that they happened to lower the flag immediately after the presidential election?
No. It was not the college administrators that lowered the flag. It was a student that lowered the flag.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed that detail. Okay.
And then 2 days later, on Veterans Day, somebody burned the flag.
It. Right.
And so they put a new flag up at half-mast, and that annoyed some people, and so they just removed it completely. And now that's annoyed other people.
Right. You just can't please everybody, and it's impossible if you try to do so. I support what the administrators have done here. It makes the most sense to not take a side, effectively. I mean, they're basically, by having that flag waving, they're taking the side of the United States. And if they don't have a flag waving, they're not taking anyone's side, though, of course, the veterans and their supporters see it as though they're taking
right,
a side against them.
Because George Bush said, you're either with us or you're with the terrorists. So if you don't do everything that, you know, the military or the government wants you to do, then obviously you're a terrorist.
Well, I mean, and this school is part of the government, which is what makes it a little bit weird. We're the government, but we're not going to fly the insignia of the government because it's oppressive. Like, well, it is, but I don't know. That whole thing's just
and
weird.
And is Hampshire College a government run, or are they private?
There's only like two or three truly private colleges in the state.
It's very
Hampshire College is a private liberal arts college.
Okay, but it's not
but
really
they
private.
Probably take government money. There's what you're saying, Melanie, is that even though there are private private colleges,
70% of your funding comes from the United States federal government, you are not a private entity.
If 30% of your funding comes from the government, you're not a private entity, right? I mean, if you're
there are some people that would say if you accept any student that has a federally backed loan, or you know, if you accept a student that is using a Pell Grant, then you are not a private college.
I wouldn't go that far because then Market Basket is
a government entity
because they take food stamps because they have to.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
The only college in the United States that does not take students on, you know, some federal funding is Hillsdale College. They're the only ones in the country. So
what about
if you're arguing that, you know, the only way to be a private college is to be Hillsdale College, then yes, Hampshire College is an arm of the federal government.
I'm not arguing that. I'm arguing that they're an arm of the probably state, if not also federal government, because they directly get government grants.
They're probably getting money aside from whatever students have loans.
I mean, if students just go get Pell Grants and then take that money, cash a check, and pay the tuition, that's not really, like, that has
some people would argue that that makes them an arm of the state.
Some people would argue that driving on roads is an act of aggression.
That's not
make it true.
You're not arguing that, are you?
No.
Just saying some people are. Right. So some people will argue some ridiculous things. And
right. I thought that's what Melanie was trying to argue.
No, but okay, so like Harvard, where they get, I looked at the number 1 year, they got like 10 times as much federal grants as most state schools, or as the average state school, whatever the number was, and they're like, we're private. Guess what? No, you're not.
Right. So what you're saying is if the school is taking a check or grant
any
or check or anything.
So it could be a check for $5.
No, not like a dollar. But if the majority of your funding, and if it's half, I guess we can debate that. But if the majority of your funding comes directly from the United States federal government.
Well, wait, why does it have to be the majority? Why does it have to be the federal government as opposed to the state government?
Well, you're a state agency.
A lot of colleges. Okay, well, I was talking about their government funded. I'm including state and federal.
Right. I mean, because I don't want to make the argument, well, they got a grant for $1. Now they're a federal agency.
They're not going to get a grant for a dollar anyway. That's
they've
not going to happen.
Crazier things. Crazier things. The federal government has done crazier things. But you could argue about how much it has to be, but most of these places, most of their funding is coming directly from the feds and the state.
The toll-free number,
agency.
855-450-FREE. Well, NPR or PBS is only getting about 10% of their funding from the government. Does that mean they're not government? Yeah, they're still government.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll free here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and you can Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty, check out freedomsphoenix.com. They've got a daily dispatch, and that's the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. Go to freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. As we continue, Ian, Melanie, and Daryl in the studio with you here tonight, we're debating amongst ourselves the question of college funding.
Yes.
Talking about so-called private colleges that, according to Melanie and I, are likely taking some federal or state grant money of some sort.
There's only like two or three in the states that aren't.
I've heard that the Hillsdale doesn't take any whatsoever, and I've also heard that the Phoenix Online College, I forget what it's called, that they might not.
University of Phoenix?
Yeah, I think they might not.
Well,
take.
That might be true because they're not, I don't think they're accredited.
Okay. So those are the only two I've ever heard of, but there may be more if you know of
there
them.
There is. There's Abeka College. I don't know if they're accredited or not.
Rebecca?
A-B-E-K-A.
Abeka. Okay.
They're either in Florida or California.
Okay.
Which I know are very different. But they're a religious school, and they are entirely private, last I checked, which has been at least a decade. But yeah, there's a handful of colleges that are actually private. There are colleges that are classified as private that take hundreds and thousands and millions of dollars in some cases in direct federal grants.
Now, Daryl, you were digging through some numbers.
Right. I found some numbers from the Boston Business Journal. They say that Hampshire College had $1.7 million in federal Pell Grants during the 2015-2016 academic year.
Meaning it had students who were on Pell Grants.
Yes.
Okay.
That brought in $1.7 million for the school.
Mm-hmm.
And there were another group of students that had federally backed student loans valued at just over $5.5 million. So my question to you, and there's also a number down at the bottom of this article. They had 1,300 students. Student pays $47,620 for tuition for the academic school year.
Jeez.
That's just under $62 million total. $1.7 million federal Pell Grants. And just over five and a half million in federally backed student loans. And by the way, the only way you can get a student loan is to get a federally backed student loan. You
really?
Might be able to go to your local bank.
Yeah, they changed that a couple years ago. You can't even do that anymore.
Really?
I guess you can get it through a bank, but
right.
all
you
federal
can get
loans, it is illegal to write a non-federally backed student loan.
Yes, you can go to the bank. But that loan that they give you is not going to be from their institution.
Huh.
It's going to be a federally backed loan.
That's insane.
So the only way you can get a loan to go to college
is
a federally backed student loan.
Which is why it's not fair to say that because the college accepts those loans that it's necessarily a government agency.
No one here is saying that.
Well, I don't know if Daryl was saying. I think Daryl might have been saying.
No, I thought that's what Melanie was arguing because you said they're not private.
That's not what I'm saying. Well, they're not private, but that's not why they're not private.
She's saying they're taking more than that. She's saying they're taking handouts from the government, like grants.
Okay, I have a master list of Hampshire grants.
Hampshire College?
Yeah. And you get grants for random stuff.
Okay, so what grants are they getting? You're the one making the claim that they're just getting government money for existing. So I would like you to back that claim up, if you're able to.
Now, just keep in mind, we have done no preparation for this whatsoever, so any amount of detail, statistics, or whatever we're throwing out, we're literally, she's looking right now at that list. I'm telling this to the audience.
I don't know what that was, but...
So we'll see. We'll continue digging on that. And I don't know how easily accessible the full budget of the college is. You pulled up information, Daryl, just about tuition. That doesn't include other...
Yeah, that has nothing to do with the college's budget.
It's a factor, but it has nothing to do... Or
This does not say how much money they get from...
Alumni.
If an alumni writes a check and that person is a government employee, then are you alleging that they're then getting government funds?
No, that's not
okay. No, because if somebody has food stamps and they go to Market Basket and spend food stamps at Market Basket, because Market Basket is legally required, by the way, to take food stamps if they take debit and credit cards. And then even if they don't, then the feds can send them a card reader and say, guess what, you take food stamps now. That does not make Market Basket a state agency. If the government was giving Market Basket grants to build new buildings, that would.
Right.
I mean, those are two different things.
But you're presuming that Hampshire College has taken these grants.
Yeah,
and
it's a safe presumption.
Yeah,
it's...
I'm also assuming that the state of Michigan has taxes. I mean, it's kind of how those things work.
It's a safe presumption that a college is going to take money from the federal or state governments if it's offered to them. It's just a safe presumption. Hillsdale is like the only exemption to that. So we don't have the details in front of us. If Melanie can find more, we'll report further on this. If you have some input into the discussion, you're welcome to join us here. Phone lines are wide open for you. Toll-free numbers 855-450-FREE.
This still goes back to the unanswered question of how much money could a private college or a private business take through some, you know, form of you're forced to take these grants or you're
I don't know that you're forced to take grants.
Grants you usually have to apply.
I'm letting grocery stores off the hook and to a large extent because it's illegal to not take some of those things. Because there's grocery stores that don't take WIC because, as far as I know, you're not legally required to.
Well, WIC and food stamps are two different things.
Right, but that tells you that some of them would choose not to.
Given
the
option.
I guess it doesn't definitively say that.
Given the option not to be.
But because, I mean, my decision there is partly because you're required to do it. So, and then you are offering something in exchange. You're not charging higher prices for food stamp customers. You're charging everybody the same amount. Not necessarily a direct. There is because it drives demand up, but there's not really. It's not really just free money.
It's about whether or not the organization is coming to the trough, right? If they're asking for grants, if they're asking for subsidies, if they're asking for money from the federal government, then that would mean that they are a government-funded operation by their own choice. If they have people who are coming to them as customers, you know, who have money that was loaned to them or given to them by the government, that wasn't necessarily the choice of the school to do that. They're choosing to accept the customer, but they're not
so
going to the government.
So that makes them a government entity because they're accepting the Pell Grant?
No, because we've said this a bunch of times now, Daryl. No, it's the customer who's then doing business with the government first. The customer is asking the government
for a
favor.
So if I have a store and I sell I have a clothing store, and so I have people come in and buy pants and shirts. And one of those people happens to be a postman or a librarian, and they come in and buy a pair of pants. I'm probably not even going to know that. That does not then make me, or even if they come in and say, I need to buy X kind of shirt because I took a job at the library and this is the dress code. Where do you have X kinds of shirts? That does not convert me into a government agency.
On the other hand, if you were to apply to some government agency for some sort of small business grant, like, we'll help you get your inventory or whatever, then you would be a government-funded business. So that's the difference here. And this comes back to the point I was making before we went into the break, and that is that NPR, or I guess not NPR, public radio, or public PBS,
right.
Public Broadcasting System, they get about 10% of their budget, as I understand
it. So does NPR.
Right. So about 10% of their budget comes from the federal government. The rest of it comes from their members, their supporters.
Yes.
People. So they are still a government agency, even though 90% of their budgets are coming in voluntarily. It would be easy to cut them completely away from the government because I'm sure they could make up that 10% if they wanted to,
yes.
But they're still government. It's Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
You want disruption? You got disruption. Cell 411, the world's most disruptive and empowering app, knows you want ride sharing with payment options for cash, Bitcoin, silver and barter, as well as credit cards. And they know you want more than promises. Cell 411 delivers. The same great emergency management app, now with ride sharing. Freedom to travel is a right. You don't need big business telling you how to do it and taking fees. Go to the App Store now and download Cell 411 and get riding.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com. and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free, take control of the airwaves. We're talking about college funding, how much of it is coming from the federal and state governments, even for so-called private schools. Now, obviously, schools with the name state in them are likely funded by the state at a much higher level than some of the private schools. Melanie's been doing some digging, and she did find some information about Hampshire College, the reason why we're talking about them. It's actually in Massachusetts. Why we're talking about them is because they've had a college a controversy on campus there over the removal of the United States flag from the campus, which was a decision made by the college administration. So we can continue that discussion. You can join us as well at 855-450-FREE. If you've been thinking about getting a website put together, maybe for your own opinions via a blog or perhaps for your business, you should go to HostGator. It's one of the top hosting companies out there, and we're going to give you a special offer for Free Talk Live listeners. You can go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 65% off of their regular prices by going to HostGator.com/FTL. They've got a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over the phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. They, by the way, also have a 99.99% uptime rating, so you don't have to worry about outages with HostGator. 65% off. It's a limited-time offer due to Black Friday. Normally, we give you 50% off, which is still pretty darn good. But go get the 65% off right now. Don't wait. Over at HostGator.com/FTL. As we go to Kyle, he's calling us where it is tomorrow already in Guam. Hello, Kyle. You're on Free Talk Live, and good morning.
Hey, it's a good Tuesday over here so far.
Well, how's the future?
Yeah, so far so good. Nothing blew up. All right. Yeah, I was calling because I think Melanie mentioned I think she said in a Becca place, and I think that was the one of the colleges that doesn't accept federal funding. That's Pensacola Christian College. And the reason they're able to do that is because they make a ton of money off of their publishing, which is Abeka Publishing.
Okay, that's what it is. Yeah, so they own Abeka's textbooks. Okay.
Yeah, and those textbooks get spread out to basically every American homeschooler, like, ever. Like, especially the Christian homeschoolers, they use Abeka like crazy. I worked at a school here on Guam, and we used to be Abeka, and then we switched publishers like a little less than a decade ago.
Yeah, Abeka is expensive.
But I mean, they're everywhere in the States, especially, you know, with homeschoolers. But I think the reason, you know, they, as much as I disagree with them, they're very far right conservative Baptist. As much as I disagree with a lot of stuff that they are, they kind of show how to deny the federal funding. You know, it's a real good example of a free market solution.
Interesting. Thank you for sharing that tonight, Kyle. Anything else you want to get out there?
No, that's it.
Appreciate your call. Enjoy the day. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Maybe you want to weigh in. Now, Melanie, did you find some numbers about Hampshire College a moment ago? You were doing some digging around to see if there was, because, Daryl, you were questioning whether or not these guys, this private, so-called private college, would be accepting government money. You did find that they have people who are getting tuition funded by the government.
Yes.
But that's different than the college itself going and applying for a grant or getting some sort of handout directly from the federal or state government. So what was it you discovered, Melanie?
Okay, and I don't have their entire budget. That's not going to be easy to find.
I wouldn't imagine that's easily posted online, yeah.
And especially since this is the kind of thing that institutions will try to hide. I went to LSU when they swore up and down that they were completely funded by tuition, but if you actually looked at their numbers, that was not true. Where is this?
I can guarantee you that LSU is not, and, you know, I've not even looked at LSU's numbers, but LSU, you know,
Louisiana State University.
Right. Yes. Louisiana State University has a very good football program.
Mm-hmm.
So that football program funds pretty much the rest of the athletic department.
Right. It funds the entire rest of the athletic department, but it doesn't fund the entire school.
Right. But, you know, the athletic department is part of the school,
mm-hmm.
and there's no way that tuition is funding the athletic department.
I gotcha. So they're a state college. They're probably taking a good chunk of their funding from the state.
So it doesn't have the amount that they receive in work study, but it says that these numbers include work study grants, which is basically when the federal government pays the school to hire a student. So
it's a make work program, basically.
And in a lot of cases, yes, but that would also include, I don't want to say legitimate jobs because they're a state agency, but jobs that would otherwise be legitimate. It can include teachers. Mm-hmm. In some cases.
Well, I know, you know, in some cases, they'll wind up, oh, let's hire, you know, Johnny to work part-time in the college bookstore. They were going to have to hire somebody for that anyway, but if they can, you know, get a little bit of, you know, some kind of tax credit or something to hire Johnny.
Well, they're not getting a tax credit. They're getting his salary as a check to them from the feds.
All right, so
it's
some sort of make work program from the federal government saying, here, colleges, we'll just give you all this money and you can give these tasks, these jobs to the students.
It's not always make work.
I wouldn't classify it as a make work program. A lot
but
of
would
time
the jobs
is,
necessarily exist in the
a
absence
lot of them
of it?
Would, yes.
The jobs would exist. They would just have to pay somebody full wage out of their profits.
Out of their own, okay, budget.
Right, and that's just what I can find. They're not going to post. Schools, which actually is a positive indicator to me, have become, but they are now, in any case, somewhat reluctant a lot of the times to admit the fact that they're taking grants from the feds and from the states. So they're going to try to hide that to some degree. Now, a lot of the more prestigious ones, you could find it because they go around bragging about being private, and somebody's like, oh, yeah, Harvard? Well, then where'd this $3 million in federal research grants come from if you're private? But, yeah, they're definitely they're not private. If I guarantee you, if they were private, they would have prominently displayed on their website all about how they do not take any grants, any federal funding, any state funding. And
yeah, I suspect they take everything they can possibly get their hands on. Look, just because they would already hire some students to do stuff doesn't mean that federal money coming in isn't screwing up their economic incentives.
Well, that's
right?
Different than saying it's a make-work program.
Okay, whatever. You can call it whatever you want. But the fact is, if you have X amount of budget in your school budget for hiring students for jobs around campus, and then all of a sudden your budget becomes X times 2, then you can probably hire more than the students that you thought you were originally going to hire, which means you may actually come up with jobs.
Or what they generally wind up doing is shifting that money somewhere else and giving administrators a raise.
Could be.
And then using the federal dollars to pay the guy that's working
the register.
Well,
right, but in any case, it's federally funded.
Yeah.
Whether or not 100% of their budget comes directly from the U.S. federal government, probably not, but they're federally funded.
So, Hampshire College took down the flag. People are protesting about it.
Right. And there,
it's
there
ongoing.
A protester, at least one, that had a sign that said, no flag, no tax money. And that's where the whole
conversation came from.
And if the U.S. wanted to do that, they could very easily make that a condition of getting, or even of getting student aid, because at LSU, they got in trouble for kind of making negative statements about the JAG program, and they had to issue an official apology where they kind of, in a really...
LSU is also an official state school where the governor appoints the people that are the board of trustees.
They weren't in trouble with the state, they were in trouble with the feds. Louisiana didn't tell them that. The feds came and told them, go correct this. And they kind of, in a condescendingly way, was like, well, because we get these Title V funds, we're required now to tell you that actually we shouldn't have said that. Was pretty much how the email was worded.
So if you want to comment, maybe you're in school right now or you are somebody who's working at a college, you're welcome to shine a little bit more light on the subject. I think we pretty much finished the flag story initially, so you can comment on that too. Maybe you're a flag waver and you're upset, you're mad about Hampshire College taking down the flag. And of course, it makes me wonder if other colleges are going to follow suit. Will there be a group of colleges who sees that what Hampshire has done and then they also decide that they should take down the U.S.
Will there be a group of legislators that wind up passing some kind of thing of if you're an educational facility, you must display at least one American flag, at least one flag of this, and, blah, 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 in order to, wind up getting your educational exemption on property tax.
And another question is, what would Castro do about this? Well, he died on Friday.
Mandatory
so
flag waving.
We can't ask him about it, but we got to talk about that. I know, Melanie, you wanted to weigh in on that. Hour number 2 is on the way. It's Free Talk Live. Join us.
If you had one day to teach someone economics, what would you say? We would say that innovation and prosperity requires economic freedom. Visit fee.org/courses and check out Economics in One Day, a crash course in free market economics that you can present to your community. For over 70 years, the Foundation for Economic Education has been a champion of liberty. Start today at no charge by visiting fee.org/courses and learn why economic freedom matters.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.